time. All right. Good morning, everybody. It is 10 o'clock, and we have a work session to discuss a couple of cases that were consolidated into one that have been hanging around for about a year, case number PU08862 and PU08742. Both cases are Otter Tail cases, of course, before the Public Service Commission. The one being the renewable resource cost recovery mechanism that was then consolidated into the rate increase request by Otter Tail last fall. As you guys know, we continued this case several times, somewhat as a result of some scheduling issues related to weather, and then ultimately to accommodate the negotiations for settlement agreement. And so that's what we have in front of us now. We did have the formal hearing on the settlement, and there were a few questions raised at that. So with that, this is Kevin Kramer along with Commissioner Culk, Commissioner Clark, and Pat Fawn from staff to discuss the proposed orders in front of us. Any comments from my colleagues? Ryan, do you want to take it from here?
Sure. Maybe if I could just ask Pat to walk through the differences in what the two pieces of paper we have in front of us on our version of it and one from the company, and get your thoughts on that. I guess what we see is the goal here is for today's work session is to talk about it, but isn't it ultimately get to something we both agree on, or all three of us agree on? Or?
Well, give staff guidance.
Staff guidance, and I think, and Pat is clearly, I don't know how, really, in all honesty, I don't know how important the companies, I haven't looked real closely at the company's proposed order because it came just this morning, but I assume Pat's implemented all those things that are in here.
I did take some of the events in the preliminary statement from the proposed order by Otter Tail, and also some of the...
This was just distributed this morning, but we've had it for a couple weeks, right? October 14th? The company...
Right, the companies.
Yeah, well, I mean, the commissioners.
It was
just
distributed
got it
to us this morning, right, to commissioners this morning.
But it helped.
It is the basis for Pat's. This. Right.
You know, and it, primarily this order just sets out the events in the case, and then it adopts the settlement as
so
proposed by.
That you disagreed with, I guess, is the point I was trying to lead up to.
No, I guess at this point, if the commissioners didn't agree with the settlement, then they would, I think.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, let us know. Let me know, and then if we need to go forward with more information or additional hearing, perhaps, informal hearing, whatever you think, if you had some issues with the settlement.
Maybe work off of this one, then.
Yeah, I think so,
kind of put this one aside.
I think so, too. Pat, do you want to walk through your order, then?
Okay. Do you want to walk through the events?
I don't know that we need to. I mean, I didn't see anything when I read through it that was, but I don't remember every date or anything. I'm going to assume that those are all appropriate.
I could just start on page 2 there.
Start on 2?
You think, or is that still just events?
Those are all events until...
I mean, we know obviously that the initial partial settlement of 10.75 ROE and the 8.62 ROR, all that's agreed. In fact, we even agreed to that, I think, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom of page 3 would be the, well, that's still advanced.
Keep going.
But it's,
yep. Go to page 6.
Okay. All right.
There you go. So go to the order.
There is one statement before the order, second paragraph on page 6, presumption that Ashtabula Wind Energy Center is prudent has not been rebutted. The, you know, that we pull, I pulled that from another order that the commission did. I think it was with AmeriCorps.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than, the presumption stands unless there's a rebuttal to the presumption.
Well, we don't have the same issue as we had with AmeriCorps, because of maybe you hadn't seen that, but you know, the because of the this was part of their, they interconnected with their partner. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the new FERC order is out as well, which is a whole other matter. Mm-hmm. I don't see any reason to rebut the...
No, I don't.
And so there's one typo in the next paragraph. Instead of it should be amended settlement agreement is reasonable instead of are.
We are in a construction zone.
We can just walk through the ordering paragraphs then.
Okay.
The first ordering paragraph, the amended settlement agreement filed October 5th, a copy of which is attached, will be attached, and made part of the order is approved. Second paragraph, Otter Tail Power shall file compliance tariffs consistent with this order and the amended settlement agreement to implement final rates for this will be changed from service rendered to bills rendered. While NSP and MDU are able to do this on a service rendered basis, Otter Tail evidently is not able to do that. Oh. They aren't. Their system isn't able to handle the prorating that would be involved if you did it on a service rendered basis. Okay, so. Implement final rates for bills rendered on or after December 1, 2009 to yield an annual revenue increase of not more than $6,824,405, which is expected to yield a net annual revenue increase of not more than $3,597,887 when combined with the fuel adjustment decreases resulting from off-system sales margin sharing.
Can you go through, explain this again, service rendered versus annual revenue increase?
Service rendered versus bills rendered?
Right, so.
If you do it on a service rendered basis, you know, customers receive their bills in different cycles.
Right.
And so, if a customer received a bill for a portion of December on their next bill, they would be prorated at the different rates for the number of days on the new rate and the number of days on the old rate. Whereas if you do it on a bills rendered basis, a customer that receives a bill December 2nd, their bill will be rated at the new rate, the entire amount of their usage.
Okay.
Based on whatever the rate was on the last day that service was rendered in the bill, or
the day that the bill is rendered, issued.
Okay. Yeah.
So there'll be some November usage possibly rated at the higher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Higher rate. Perhaps all of November usage in some situations.
That was such a great victory when we got to service rendered with the others, or one of the others, as I recall. But I assume throughout, the assumption is throughout the cycle it works out.
Is the difference between the annual revenue increase of $6.8 million and the net annual revenue increase of $3.5 million the result of the changes to fuel clause? You understand my question? I'm trying to...
Go ahead.
Okay. When Dale says, okay, so the increase is $6.8 million, but the annual net revenue increase is $3.6 million. What is that supposed to mean?
Actually, I took that from the company's proposed order, and I didn't have that initially.
it is described, though, in the earlier, isn't it, in the In the settlement agreement. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But isn't that that's the net from the off system sales? Is that right? I don't have the settlement agreement in front of me.
I mean, the bottom line is for consumers,
it's a three.
3.4%, yeah. 3.04%, right. With about a $3.6 million increase. But
that's based on historic.
Yeah, is that what it is? It's the net of the whole off-system sales?
Well, I think so.
I believe it is, yeah.
Okay. I think that's what which is being flowed through the fuel cost.
Right.
The way it's worded in
it's pretty dramatic, though, isn't it, for a fuel cost adjustment?
In the settlement, it says, parties agreed to an increase in Otter Tail's base electric rates for retail customers to ultimately yield an annual net retail sales and miscellaneous revenue increase of $3.6 million or 3.04%. And that's the way I had worded it at first. It might be, yeah. And it doesn't need to be because we are adopting the settlement. It doesn't need to be confusing.
No, it doesn't. In fact, I would reword that. Yeah, I think I'd get rid of the. I think I'd just say which is expected to. Otter Tail Power shall file compliance tariffs consistent with the order and the amended settlement agreement to implement final rates for services rendered on or after December 1st, 2009 to yield a net annual increase of not more than 3. Yeah.
That's okay. Really what we're saying. Yeah, the other stuff is.
Yeah, if you're referencing the settlement agreement, you don't need to get into the how it's netted.
Right. Okay.
The settlement, is it, as long as we're on the settlement agreement, Tony, you had questions at the hearing about the economic development piece.
Yeah.
Which isn't addressed specifically in the order, obviously, but it is implied, obviously, through the settlement agreement. So, I mean, what's your...
Well, I still don't like it. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I just... It's not a core mission of utility companies to have an economic development fund or be engaged in the economic development business. And to the degree that a utility company thinks there's a public interest in, keeping some businesses going that are currently operating or attracting new businesses because it helps spread out the rate base, that can be done through other mechanisms which we've approved for other utility companies, like, you know, economic development rates and, you know, special tariffs and things like that that recover their costs but maybe
serve as an incentive for
I mean, to me, that you can to me, the commission can then review that, you can ensure that you're actually getting a payback. There's so much more accountability with those kind of tariffs than there is with just saying you can take $450,000 of ratepayer money that you're earning a return on and get in the economic development business with it. I mean, we've seen that with Centers of Excellence now and Blue Cross Blue Shield and just a whole bunch of areas in the state where I don't think we should be putting utility companies in the position of just having this pot of money, and then, you know, they come to one PIE meeting a year and say, oh, here's all the dollars we leveraged in this, that, and the other. I mean, that's not real accountability, I don't think. I mean, we all know how these... It feels good, and we know how these numbers get...
How did we get there?
...put together.
That's a great question. It's an important part of North Dakota history. It's as unlikely as sunrise in the west. It was actually part of a settlement in a rate, probably maybe the last Otter Tail electric rate case.
where there was...
It wasn't even a full rate case. It was a...
It was
a sub-issue of some kind, but I can't...
I think it was actually initiated by the commission. It's a long time. It was long before my time.
Because Excel and the other two counterparts don't have anything similar, right?
No, I think it had to do with, and this is just in discussions with staff over the years, but in some of these PIE meetings, it was those late 80s when the state was just kind of feeling its way through economic development, and it was, you know, and the economy was tanking, and people were talking about throwing money at everything to save businesses, and this was something that the commission signed off on. And
well, I think the company was over-earning that. Weren't they? And then
there was some money, yeah. They had to return some money back, and so they had.
Back to it right there. So they came up with this scheme to use it for economic development. I think you're right. It was a time in our culture when the money or everything was good somehow. So, I mean, it's a rather large issue if we want to veer from the tradition.
That was a question that Tony asked that didn't get answered. I mean, it's the point you brought up today. You brought that out. We've not seen any other details on that. You like from my viewpoint is I heard that and I said, well, that must be the same for everybody. And I got into a little bit further, I'm like, wait a minute, it's just
Otter Tail. I mean, philosophically for me, it's a slam dunk. But the question is how do we, you know, do we choose to pursue this if you all agree with it, with that line of thinking through this settlement agreement, or is it something where you say, well, the settlement on a whole is okay. I mean, we can always ask and go back to the company and say, and the interveners and say, what do you think? I suspect the interveners, well, I don't know.
If you wanted to...
I shouldn't assume.
You're an economist.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
If you have the settlement agreement along, it's on page 6 of the discussion of the economic development costs. And I can read that.
Read it.
Yeah, I want you to read
what the measure is.
That's the one, isn't it? Page 6? Oh, that's all right. Okay. Otter Tail Power requested that it be allowed to recover $500,000 for economic development. The parties agreed that economic development is a prudent and reasonable expense that benefits Otter Tail Power's ratepayers. However, the parties also agree that the expense should be reduced to
$450,000.
That's all it says.
Yeah. I mean, it. You know, it's like if an economic development fund is good, then... why not? You know, hospitals are important, so why not have a special hospital fund that ratepayers fund to help our rural hospitals? Or rural schools are really important, so, you know, how about this little fund?
Well, I think your point, though, Tony, is if you do something like this, you have to demonstrate that there's a value to all the ratepayers in rates, not some other social good. Or
yeah, and I understand in theory how it could be, but...
But are we measuring it that way?
I don't think we are. I think there's very little... measurement. I think there's...
Yeah. There's measurement, but it doesn't relate to rates.
Right.
How did this keep rates low?
Right.
How many other federal and state dollars were leveraged?
Right. I mean, that to me doesn't...
Yeah, that's not...
Got it.
It's kind of like this... although you could always come up kind of like Joe Biden and say, yeah, look at all the jobs we saved.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it's worth a discussion. If we want to veer from this tradition, then I'm not sure. But I'm tracking with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any problem with looking at that a little bit harder. Because what do they give us back on that, if anything, of how that money was spent? Does that ever come back with anything?
Oh, yeah. We can look at every expenditure. We do about once a year. But it's a bit of a dog and pony show. It's a sort of a feel-good thing where, you know, we took $20,000 and put it into the industrial park in Oaks, and I'm only making this up.
Yep.
But we were able to leverage, you know, $20,000 from the JDA and $10,000 from this foundation, and the SBA got, you know, put in $20,000, the Department of Commerce put in $10,000, and look at what we've done. But what we need to know, what I think we're getting at is, what I want to know is, how did this increase your load, or how did this keep rates or lower rates or whatever? You know, what we never have asked is, how does this relate to rates? It's always been sort of assumed that
if not for this money, you know, X number of load would be gone, and because of that lost opportunity, yeah, the investment would have to be spread out amongst fewer ratepayers. At the same time, you could make an argument that, well, I mean, as you add load, at some point there's a tipping point where you have to add resources, and then, so I...
Well, I guess not...
buy more resources on the margin, well, or...
If I look at the math correctly, if it says an increase of $3.5 million, and this is roughly $500,000, so that means, what is that, 1/7 of the rate increase for go towards funding economic development?
No, there was $500,000 in the current test year, so to speak. Already, and what we're doing here is reducing the $500,000 to $450,000. So there's, you know, there's less money now in the rates than there was before.
It would be roughly, it would be roughly 1/12 or 1/13 of the total, right? Because it's 3.5.
I mean, at this point, I guess since we've already brought it up and we're discussing,
well,
I'd like to see more information about what they've done with that money, and maybe even something back as how they feel it's benefited.
Well, and you know, as I think about this now, I mean, if the theory is you're spreading it out over more ratepayers and so on and so forth, but remember that Otter Tail is a utility that increasingly has had to rely on purchase power. I mean, they've, you know, and so purchase power is not something that's the same as having a rate base that you're spreading over more customers. It's having to buy more power through the market, oftentimes at really high prices.
We're actually reducing load would be more beneficial
right.
to the rate payer. Well, if we, so then let's, if we want,
not that we want to incentivize them to not have a robust
right.
economy, but.
But you've always been consistent, Tony. You think everything should, the test ought to be what's in for the rate payer. It ought to be the rate payer rate.
Right.
Test, not any, and all this other stuff. So, given that, do we simply reject that portion and recalculate this and come up with an order, or do we continue this and ask for more clarification, which which could require another informal of some sort, or what are our options? Because I think clearly we need that at the very least get more information, but we are hanging around for years.
Well, that is one of the possibilities, that you hold off on the order adopting a settlement. Because you have a concern about one portion of it, and then you you ask the company for more information, and decide then whether you want to pursue. I think you have to go to a hearing then, after that.
Well, if they don't, I mean, if they don't agree to it,
if they don't,
a new settlement,
right?
Right.
You know, the problem is, I asked the question too, and I suspect I know the answer, but some of these interveners may actually be recipients.
Right.
Money,
right.
Which created a little bit of a...
That in itself is an uneasy feeling.
Well, a little bit, yeah. No, I mean, I'm not saying... But in all honesty, therein lies perhaps one of
the problems.
Better investments would be, at least if you're investing in an industrial user of your... You know, at least it meets somewhat the smell test. Again, depending on where they are in the tipping point of purchase power, cheap power, spreading the cost. So, unless you just want to reject that portion of it, and we can have staff recalculate and do a new order, we can do that, couldn't we?
No,
they
you're
agree to the modification.
Yeah, they would have to agree to the modification that you've made, because what you're doing here is you're dealing with the settlement that was proposed by the parties, and that would be a change to that settlement.
Well, and this wouldn't be, this is not totally unique with, was it XL?
There was
one of the recent XL cases. We had some issue. It wasn't economic development. It was something else where the commission said, we're not in love with this idea. And they came back and said, well, okay, well.
I think it was the DSM stuff.
Might have been. And they thought it was still worth the settlement to them to ditch it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Given where we are, then, unless I'm just nuts, I'm thinking we don't put this on the agenda for Wednesday, first of all, right?
Not Wednesday, but let's, Pat, if you could go back to Otter Tail interveners and staff and say, you know, the commission had a lot of discussion about this, is not, or at the very least has questions about the Economic Development Fund. What do you want to do? Do you want to propose a new order with that out, which would, I think, be, I mean, at this point, I would vote for that without any question.
Yeah, I would, too.
Do you want to say, no, this is our settlement, and take it or leave it? Or do you want to, option three, I guess, would be to come back and say, we still want the money in there, maybe at a different amount, or maybe with more accountability, or structured in some other way, or we'll provide you more information, but we still want to have it in the settlement.
Yeah,
and then
an opportunity to come back with it.
Sort of, there's the quick route, the long route, and then something in between. Long routes go to hearing, I guess.
Okay.
Nick, can you just give me what we have, how they invest that money from what we know?
You know, it's a good point. We probably have enough pie. I probably even have the most recent and maybe the last couple. Otherwise, I'm sure that they mean.
It's been a year or two since.
It's been a little while.
I don't know that we've docketed that information in the past. But
the challenges that I see sometimes with like Otter Tail that operates, well, they all do in multi-state jurisdictions, is that, you know, are we giving them something that other states aren't? I mean, so it's, we do what we think is right, but if they're taking our investment dollars and the other states aren't giving it, and then all of a sudden that gives, it just.
Well, and you know, the thing is, and that's a great point. And the thing about Otter Tail's profile is they are a little different because they serve so many smaller communities.
Sure.
And that's where a lot of this gets invested, and it's understandable. It's they're the biggest company in the town, you know, other than the rural electric co-op that might be headquartered. I mean,
At the same time, it's then coming from those same small communities. I mean, the money isn't free.
No.
It's coming through higher electric rates.
Right. So, it's one of those peculiarities that was created in a moment in time that probably.
And is there any rules or guidelines about how they do that and spend that money? And there must be.
Internally, maybe, but.
I'll look in the tariff. I'm not sure if there was anything in the tariff.
I'm not really sure I'm against it, but I don't believe it just gives.
I think you're right, though. This is 1/7 of the.
That's what increased. That's what jumped out at me right away. I was like, this is a lot of money compared to how much they're increasing. And so if you could drop that down, there's got to be a.
Well, I think, you could, if you wanted to really get into it, an economist could argue what that $500,000 in
turns over 10
turn
times
over to rates
say.
Would could be in terms of an incentive for more investment in that community. So we're playing a little bit loose and have been since the beginning, but it was a moment in time and it was a circumstance where they had a lot of extra money.
Tony's point about they have to go out and buy power, and that's how they get themselves.
Well, that's the other thing
that
was different back then. Yeah.
Is they go? Wasn't it a couple of years ago they went out and bought?
You might have been in a surplus. You might have been in a surplus power situation.
They probably were wasting power at that time because they couldn't run their coal plants at full capacity. You know, it's surplus.
Yeah. And the question is, you know, if $450,000 in economic development money is good, then why isn't $3 million great? I mean, you know, that's why I say you have to somehow be able to tie it back to quantifying that this is actually saving other ratepayers money, or else it's just fluff.
Is there anything else that you disagree with on this one? Potentially.
I don't know.
Otherwise, I was comfortable with the settlement.
I was as well.
Yep. Did we spin the math back of how much percentage is his per customer anymore?
I usually do that when we get the compliance filing. I usually give an impact to an individual customer, depending on their usage.
Do you have a best guess now at all?
Well, 3.04%, wasn't it?
Okay, so then I bet you. So
there any point going through the rest of the order?
I mean, there's not a lot to the rest of it.
But. No. So we'll, I can't imagine we're going to come to, we're going to get something by, well, tomorrow we're in Williston for a hearing, so.
Maybe if you could just, a little discussion on, for me, in the way, number five, Artel's investing in Astro Wind Energy Center is prudent. Why again would that be in there?
Well, that's a good question.
These cases were combined.
Yeah. Right.
The case for the renewable resource cost recovery rider.
Second.
Right, and that was combined with the prudence of the project.
Okay.
And so if it's going to be included in the rider, yeah, it would.
And that has to do with a presumption in the law, which is that if it's built in state, it's presumed to be prudent unless staff makes a case otherwise. And in this case, they haven't made a case otherwise. And
with the FERC decision the other day, that view makes it easier for this one.
Yeah, although that FERC decision wouldn't have impacted this either way because they're interconnecting with their own system.
But it had that potential.
Yeah, if they were interconnecting with MDU or XL.
Yep. So, yeah, it was the interveners who requested that we consolidate the two issues and have hearings. Otherwise, we would have two hearings.
Explain number four again, Pat, the supersedes the interim accounting treatment ordered. I don't quite follow that either.
Oh, the, okay, which, how does that paragraph start?
Interim rate.
Your interim rate refund will reflect the MISO 16 and 17 costs recovered in.
No.
No, this order supersedes the interim accounting treatment order in case number for MISO.
This is lower than the interim rate increase.
Yes.
And so okay, there'll be a one-time refund, is all this is saying.
There were several kind of little decisions about MISO 16 and 17 costs and how they should be accounted for and tracked.
Okay.
And this was just, this is just to say that this order, this settlement agreement covered those issues and this order supersedes anything that was done before.
Okay.
Regarding that. And the parties have agreed on how those costs should be handled going forward.
Okay, anything else? If not, going forward, Pat, the ball's in your court to find out where everybody stands, whether we can get some, well, what kind of alternatives or debate we need to get going, and then whether we have another.
All right.
I suppose it could result in another hearing.
A full hearing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it could result in an informal, a full hearing, or they just come back and
say
okay.
Here's the new settlement agreement. They have a good idea what's the safest.